If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
They could lead a life worthy of the Lord, pleasing Him, bearing fruit, growing in knowledge of God, being strengthened, giving to them and to us endurance, patience, and joy. In other words, they were rescued from darkness and brought into God's kingdom.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friend, when my wife and I were first married, we lived in a part of the country that neither of us were very familiar with, the Southeast. In particular, Atlanta, Georgia. I had lived there already for about a year before we were married and experienced the phenomenon of constant rain that soaked my shoes, soaked my clothes, caused roads to flood, even sidewalks were rivers, and yet all said they were in yet another drought. Of course, with all this rain, the foliage was abundant, even overgrown. The pine trees, you know, Georgia pine, were everywhere. But one thing that truly took over was a vine called kudzu. It grew so fast that whole yards and trees and even houses seemed to be overtaken by it. It was truly invasive. It was everywhere, even where it was not supposed to be. So everyone that had a yard, even close to a ditch, a forest, a park, or any open land, did everything they could to cut it back. Cut it out. Well, to us, this everywhere vine had one effect, but there are other things that are invasive and everywhere that are bad, like hatred, pridefulness, selfishness, all kinds of sin and evil. And while perhaps in the world the best that can be done is to hold it back and in certain situations, extremely cut it out, at least until the Lord comes. In the Christian, we not only want it to be cleaned out, but we want and need for some other things to be everywhere in our lives. Well, before you get too confused about all that, that's what we're talking about today on this Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to Damaris Carbaugh. She reminds us to live in the Word.
Chaos ahead, choices to make, it's silence I need. Seeking to know your heart and your mind, where you wanna lead. Father, I thirst for your wisdom. Make me at home in your truth. I wanna live in your word, abiding in faith. I wanna walk in your steps, trust and obey. A light upon the narrow path, a lamp unto my feet. I want to live in your word till your word is living in me. I need your word buried like seeds, deep in my soul, deep in my soul. chapter and verse, nourishing me, a harvest will grow. Oh, Father, you feed every hunger. I know where my strength is found. So I will live in your word, abiding faith. I want to walk in your steps, to trust and obey. A light upon the narrow path, a lamp unto my feet. I want to live in your word, till your word is living in me.
In the New Testament, in the letter Paul wrote to the Colossians, he says in chapter 1, "All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you, asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding." So, my friend, these words should be very encouraging to you, as they were to them, I'm sure, in so many ways. Let's think about this. First of all, while it may seem like it did for these believers, that the whole world is just filled with, if you will, the kudzu of evil and sin everywhere, and even they were having trouble getting rid of sin in their personal lives. You need to read further on in Colossians. Nevertheless, Paul tells them something glorious. The gospel that came to them was bearing fruit and growing all over the world. So, Colossians, and we should not despair that the gospel is failing. No, my friend, it's growing and bearing fruit. It's as true today as it was then. So secondly, it is even bearing fruit, he says, among them. They might be thinking that perhaps God is working elsewhere, in someone else, but not them. Do you ever think like that, my friend? Well, it's not so. Here is Paul, far away from them and in prison, still hearing how from the beginning with Epaphras till now that they had more faith, more love, more hope, more obedience to the truth, more relationship with Christ than they had at the beginning. It was more all over than even they saw themselves. They, of course, were not all that they should be, but the Holy Spirit was nevertheless working within them. And so, the third encouragement, was that Paul had their back. Even though the battle against sin and evil was great, Paul had not stopped praying for them. And I can guarantee that if you are a believer, if you have accepted Christ into your heart, if you have a relationship with Jesus, no matter where or when, other believers in Christ all over the world are praying for you. Moreover, what he prayed for them was an encouragement as well, that God would fill them with spiritual wisdom and understanding and knowledge of his will. See, here's what was happening. They were being told that they couldn't live for Christ, live for God, because only certain people, certain ones with a special knowledge could make it. And they didn't have it, just those special people. That's just simply not true. And Paul was working against that. And he was telling them to forget that. He was telling them and us that all of us can go to the scriptures and read God's word for ourselves, and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, know his will. Yes, we need gifted preachers and teachers. But even Paul, this powerful minister of God's word, praised others for checking his words against the scriptures. Just go to the book of Acts and look up the word Berea. Remember those Bereans. That is such an encouragement, because it tells us that God can and will fill me with understanding from him. In fact, Paul says down the letter that all this leads to what they really needed to hear, what we need to hear. They could lead a life worthy of the Lord, pleasing him, bearing fruit, growing in knowledge of God, being strengthened, giving to them and us endurance, patience, and joy. In other words, they were rescued from darkness and brought into God's kingdom. Do you know this? Do you want this? You know you can. First, ask Jesus to come into your heart. And if you have, but have or are about to turn back, don't give in. Trust Christ. Trust God. Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I don't want to keep on going the way of this world. Instead, I want to follow you. I want your life, your love, faith, and hope in my heart and life. Cleanse me of all my sin and come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to call me or write me. You can call me at the mission at 877-306-HOME, or you can write me at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's online at sundaybreakfastmission.org, all three words. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.